Praise God. Recently, I preached a message at church simply called Joy Comes in the Morning. And everybody said, amen. How many of you want joy to come in the morning? I preached a message called Joy Comes in the Morning because I'd realized that about 4 or 5 months ago, I had lost my joy. Lost my joy. Just my joy went out the window. How many of you know I'm the pastor of Enjoy Church? It's not good when the pastor hasn't got any joy. And so, but the truth is, if I can be honest, I lost my joy. I was still doing what I had to do. I still turned up. I was still in the meetings. I was fulfilling what I had to fulfill. But if I could be really honest, I was going through the motions, but the emotion was just void of joy. There was nothing really happening there. I'd be in meetings, and I look back now and I laugh at the meetings because I'd be in meetings that I'd been in for the last 20 years. And as I'd sit there at the head of the table, I'd have all my team looking to their fearless leader for direction and insight and perspective. And as they'd be looking to me on the inside, I'm looking back at them going, blah, blah, blah. How many of you know what I'm talking about? The blah, blah, blah. I was there, but I wasn't really there. There was no joy involved. I'd be driving down the road and my friends would be calling me on the phone. I'd see their names came up. And so, sorry if I didn't answer. Yeah, sorry if it was you. But I'd see their names come up. I'd throw the phone on the floor and look out the window. Because how many of you know, if you're looking out the window, they don't know that you didn't see the phone. All right. So I'd look out the window. There'd be times where Georgie and the team were looking for answers. They were looking for decisions to be made. And I just didn't want to make any decisions. They may not have realized, but I was just pushing it back, pushing it back, pushing it back. The truth is, I wasn't necessarily paralyzed, but my joy was gone. And I was a long way from being at my best. It's like a long way. And it's like some of you like from your best to whatever. It's not a long way anyway. But I wasn't at my best, and I knew it. How many of you know it's not a whole lot of fun when the fun monkey has lost his joy? As in, a fun monkey without any joy just isn't any fun at all. Well, long story short, I was at Pastor Phil Pringle's conference, the C3 conference in Sydney. And when I was there, I bumped into our good friend, Pastor Chris Hodges. And many of you know, Chris was here about 8 or so years ago. And you know what happened. Long story short, he talks about the story now, so I can talk about the story now. You know that he was sick. On the way to conference that day, on that Sunday, as we drove from Gisborne across to Geelong, well, long story short, he had an episode that was crazy, absolutely crazy. We were literally standing on the side of the road. I had to hold him because he was bouncing around like he was out of control. He's looking into my eyes saying, Shane, I am, and he was fear, like fear was coming. And he's like, Shane, I am going to die on the side of the road in Australia. And I'll be saying, Chris, you're not going to die, yada, yada, yada. You know the story. It was a hell of a week for him. And so, praise God, he didn't die because I saw him at conference. All right. So it's all good. So I saw him at conference. But when we're at conference, he said to Georgie and I that he'd been speaking to some pastors recently about the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness. When those words came out of his mouth, it was like the Lord said to me, Shane, this is the issue for you. It is a spirit of heaviness that's been waging war against you. It's not just a reality of being a husband or a father or a pastor or a leader or leading the movement or whatever the case may be, but there's actually a spirit of heaviness waging war against you. Now, we know the scripture. You know the scripture. So where do we go? The spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Da, 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 da. And he has given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So I knew in the moment what I needed to do. I needed to put my garment of praise on. And that's what I did. I decided right there, right then, I'm going to praise my way out of this. I can promise you from that day, that spirit of heaviness has gone. The joy of the Lord has come back. And here we go. We are getting ready for everything that God has got for us. All right. Good for you, Shaney boy. Go Jesus. That's what I say. But this is what I want to say. This is what I want to ask you today. What happens when we put on the garment of praise, we do everything we know we need to do, and the joy doesn't come back? What do we do then? We're all in the same boat. We're all ministers. We're all leaders. We're all trying to build the church, help Jesus build his church. What do we do when the joy doesn't come back? What are we going to do? Now, as we go here today, please understand, I am not a physician like Luke. I'm simply a humble carpenter like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's all I am. But over the time, I've learned some things. How many of you know you learn some things as you journey along in life? There is absolutely no doubt about that. So I'm not a physician. I'm just a carpenter. So here we go. This is what I want to ask you today. I want to ask you very simply, very quickly, a number of things. I find myself driving into my driveway, and my youngest daughter, I've got my oldest daughter here, my youngest daughter's got a sticker on the back of her car. It says, "It's okay not to be okay." That's all it said. What I found interesting is I was driving to my driveway and I'd see that sticker every time. I didn't even realize I wasn't okay. I just knew that my joy wasn't there, but I didn't realize that I wasn't okay. Just a couple of weeks ago, we gave time and attention in Australia to a day where we focus on the question, are you okay? Are you okay? One of the main champions of the day was Danny Frawley, who sadly died in a single car accident just 2 days before. He was to be the spokesperson at Are You Okay? Now, I know what some of you are thinking because you're spiritual people. You're people of faith. You're thinking, well, that was Danny Frawley. He was a footballer. But we are a spiritual people. We are a people of faith. We have our Bible. We have the Spirit. We have the Word. We understand that Danny may have had his challenges, but we are a people of faith. But friends, can I say to you also that you have an enemy, and your enemy is very real. He is very, very real. And sometimes I think we try to over-spiritualize everything and put our head in the sand. But how many of you know when you put your head in the sand, the devil's going to use you as a bicycle rack? That's the reality. So we're going to make some choices. What are we going to do? Are we going to bury our head in the sand, or are we going to actually put up a hand and actually be brave here? Can we be brave here? And now, you may be saying that we have the Word, we have the Spirit, we have each other. And I would say yes and amen to all of that. But as I said, we also have an enemy. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy," whose enemy? Your enemy, "the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Just a few weeks ago, a wonderful young pastor by the name of Jared Wilson, the founder of Anthem of Hope, well, which is a mental health and well-being foundation, took his own life. So we can be spiritual all we want, but at the end of the day, we need to be real in this. We need to be real in this. We are all in this together. None of us here are standing alone. Ephesians 6 verse 12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And they don't fight fair." Can I say this to you? They do not fight fair. Some of you are too nice when it comes to the schemes of the enemy. You're like, no, you don't be nice anymore. You know what I'm saying? Remember what it was like before you were saved and you're down the pub and someone gave you a hard time. You know what I'm saying? I said, we need to get a bit of that back into our spiritual war, fight, and get on our front foot and understand that we have an enemy that's coming against us, and we need to lean into what God would speak to us. So this whole issue of mental and emotional well-being has got a whole lot closer to our family this year. As many of you know, Rio and Emily went off a bit over 18 months to Japan to plant Enjoy Church Osaka, which is going very well, by the way. I know you're curious. It's going very well and it's very exciting. But the reality is there are realities when you step into a foreign nation with a different language and a different culture and different, and you step away from your family and you step away from the support mechanisms and you step away. And so the gruel and the grind ended up taking Emmy on a journey where the best thing for them was to come home. They made a decision to come home. Emmy got to a place where they made their decision. We were in absolute agreement. It was time for her to come home. Now, Emily is doing considerably better and continues to go from strength to strength, but only because she didn't ignore it. Only because they didn't ignore it. We didn't ignore it. This is not a time to ignore reality when it comes to these issues and these matters of health. So the question I want to ask you today is simply this. Are you okay? Are you okay? My brothers and my sisters, pastors, leaders, senior pastors, elders, deacons, whatever you may be, are you okay? Now, I'm asking the question. I want you to answer it. You got to answer it. You don't need to answer it out loud now, but you need to be able to answer this. If you're going to finish your race and hear "well done, good and faithful servant" the way you want it, if you're going to stay in the game, you've got to be able to answer the question honestly. Are you okay? Let's face it, this call to ministry, it is so unique. So unique. It is bizarre. When people ask you, what do? What do you answer? I'm like, my mum and dad used to think I worked 2 hours on a weekend. You know, that was it. It's like, you get paid for 2 hours a week? That's incredible. And it's like, they got no idea. People who aren't in ministry have no idea what we do. Listen to this, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, reading from verse 23. They say they serve Christ. I know I sound like a madman, but I have served him far more. I have worked harder, been put in jail, more often been whipped times without number, and faced death again and again. Five different times the Jews gave me 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned, but that was before I was a Christian and I didn't inhale. Three times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and a day adrift at sea. I have traveled many weary miles. I have faced danger from flooded rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the cities, in the deserts, and on stormy seas. I have faced danger from men who claim to be Christians but are not. I have lived with weariness and pain and sleepless nights. Often I have been hungry and thirsty and have gone without food. Often I have shivered with cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. And we can just put this little part in here. And I've been stabbed in the back. I've been lied about. I've been stolen from. I've been betrayed. I've been abandoned. And I've lost people we love for reasons that I don't really understand. Then in verse 28, then besides all of this, I have the daily burden of how the churches are getting along. If you're a senior pastor, if you're a senior leader, to varying degrees, you know this burden. It never leaves you. It doesn't go away. You can't put it down. The weight is always there. It's just there. And we wonder why we get tired. So let me ask you again, are you okay? You have to be able to answer the question. Now, you're going to answer it in your own mind. Ding, ding, whichever way. If the answer is yes, I'm okay. Shane, I'm okay. If you answered yes, can I encourage you to do the following? Point number one, write these things down. You need to write them down because someone's going to follow you up. You're saying, really? No, not at all. All right. But someone will in the course of time. We need to do this. I want to see you finish your race. I look at Pastor Phil. He's still in the race. He had every reason to be smacked about and pushed down and knocked out, but he's still in the race. What an example to us all. I do not want to finish short. I do not want any of you to finish short. I want you to finish your race. I want you to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. I want you to receive your prize and your reward. I want you to receive it all. So here we go. Write these things down. If the answer is yes, visit your doctor twice a year for a checkup. Praise God. Visit the doctor twice. Now, some of you are like, I'm young. Why would I do that? Because you're young. That's why you'll do that. Just visit your doctor. Get a checkup. Go get a checkup. Get your blood pressure taken. I go to my doctor and I do all the tests myself. I love it because he's in our church. He loves me. It's like, Georgie goes, you're terrible. You say everyone loves you. I know. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? It's better than it's like, oh, they don't like me. So I just go in and then make myself at home. The other day he gave me an office so I could do some work. It was awesome. And so... But I go to my doctor and we pump up my arms and it's awesome. We do the blood pressure and he sticks things in my ear. It's awesome. And other places, whatever. And so visit your doctor twice a year for a checkup. Point number two, you're writing this down. Visit a counselor once a year for a tune-up. Visit a counselor. Now you might be like, Shane, do you visit a counselor once a year? No, I don't. But Aaron, I want you to book me in. Now, you might say, "What? So, really? Aaron, I want you to book me in. I'll tell you who. I want to go see a counselor." Now, you might be like, are you going through stuff? No, I'm in the best time of my life. But I want to stay in the best time of my life. I just want to go and be able to speak to someone and let him hear what I'm saying. And if I'm all good, I'm all good. Praise ye the Lord. You know what I'm saying? But you know as well as I do, in this business, you end up carrying everyone else's gook. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come on in. They vomit on you. And then it's like they leave. They feel fantastic. You've got to pull the peas off your face. You know what I'm saying? The carrot. It's everywhere. It's in your... And you do it day after day after day after year after year after decade. And we wonder why we get a little bit sticky. You know what I'm saying? So we've got to... I want to encourage you. Go to a doctor twice a year. Just for a checkup. Physical checkup. Go to a counselor once a year. Book me in, Aaron. I'm going to give you a number. All right. This one probably doesn't, you may or may not consider this important. I look around and it's like, you're all good. Consider your diet. Consider your diet. Maybe some of you would be good to go to a dietitian and actually say, you know, is there anything wrong with eating 14 pies a day? Or how many slices of cheesecake can a brother have before it's gluttony? You know, so can I encourage you, seek out some advice. I know it's common sense in a lot of ways. I just think eat way less. Eat everything, but just eat less, you know what I'm saying? And so, but you got to work it out. If you need help, get help. Seek a dietitian. Get some advice. Let somebody else speak into it. Everybody said, amen. Hey, here's one for us. Here's one for us. Commit to some level of exercise. Georgie and I joined a gym. True. True. How long ago? A month ago. I can't wait to go. It's going to be fun. You know what I'm saying? No, no. It's really going to be good. I got the card. I feel better already. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm feeling it. Can you feel it? I can feel it. Praise God. I just feel better because I joined. Imagine when we start going. It's going to be incredible. Hey? It's awesome. I did go the other day and I just walked through. There were some enjoyers in there. I just said hello to everybody and then left. It was awesome. I was like, pastoral care 101. Praise God. Anytime pastoring. All right. Let's move along. So, but I'd encourage you, even if it's just walking, walking, maybe some Pilates. Huh? It's like the proverb says, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. That's why we should do Pilates. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Pastor told me that. All right. All right. Here we go. Georgie, don't say a word on this one. All right. All right. Here we go. Here's the next one. Commit to a Sabbath day and holidays. Louise, be quiet. All right. I got my team looking at me saying, you're a shocker. All right. I got to get better. I got to get better. I do Sabbath day all right. I take my counselor in my golf cart, Mick Reeves, wherever he is most of the time, and as in, it destroys his game, but it's great for me just to be able to blah, blah, blah. But I'd encourage you, have a Sabbath day and actually have holidays. Even if you just go to Sunshine, not Sunshine Coast, just go to Sunshine, hang out in the mall. Sometimes like, well, I don't have money to go away. Just go to Sunshine, the caravan park there, like $18 a night or something. Probably take your own clean sheets because it'll help, because... No, no, just helping it. Help, no, here to help, here to help. It'll help. Just take some time out. Let God speak to you. Let God speak to you. Make here we go, final thought when it comes to, if the answer is yes, final thought. Make sure your spiritual disciplines are in place. Prayer, word, worship, conferences and alike. This year, for the first time, Georgie and I, for many, 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 many years, have been to two conferences. Well, I've been to two conferences where I haven't been doing anything. It's been unbelievable. Fancy that. Fancy going somewhere where you don't have to be the leader and God can just speak to you. Oh, my Lord, it's been so refreshing. So I'd encourage you to do all of that. All right, so again, I ask you the question, just simple question. Here we go. Are you okay? If the answer is no, no, all right, I'm not happy. I'm always under the pump. I often feel stressed. I often feel emotional. I'm really unhappy, if I could be honest. And I regularly feel depressed. This is what I'd encourage you to do. Firstly, realize it's okay not to be okay. Just give yourself a break. It's okay not to be okay. But what will people think? What will the right people think? They'll say, praise God, you've put your hand up. Because when you're not okay, most people know it anyway. It's okay not to be okay. We try to hide this. If you had a broken leg, you'd have no problem at all walking in on crutches. No problem at all. You'd be like, yeah, I broke my leg. But it's going to be okay. If you're not okay, just own it, admit it, and understand it's going to be okay if you own it and admit it. It's okay not to be okay. Secondly, in a moment, just a few moments, I want to encourage you to put up your hand and receive prayer right here, right now. It's the start of something. Start of something. Well, not the end of something. It's the start of something. If you know me, as in, I believe in doctors. I've already encouraged you. Go to the doctor. I believe in medication. Get medicated. I'm all for that. But we need the power of the Holy Ghost. More than anything else, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying one or the other. Why can't we do both? Why can't we be a people of faith and lean into the wisdom and the knowledge that we have as humanity, but also more importantly, lean into the presence of God. He is our help. He is our source. Where does our help come from? It comes from the Lord. Can I encourage you? Point number three here, tell the people who need to know. Don't necessarily tell everybody, but tell the people who need to know. You don't need to do this journey by yourself. You don't need to walk by yourself. But I'd encourage you, tell the people who need to know. Point number four, seek out a professional counselor. I know your auntie knows a lot of things. I know she's well-meaning and she knows stuff. I get that. But Auntie Betty isn't going to really be able to help you in this regard. You need to go to someone who is not biased in their thinking, who is able to listen and hear and assess where you're at. Don't go to any Mickey Mouse counselor, but seek out someone who can actually help you and support you and go on a journey with you and with those that you've already let know as well. Here we go, point number five. Start your journey back to being okay. Start your journey back to being okay. How many of you know it's going to begin in just a moment by lifting your hand, by admitting, I'm here and I'm not okay. It's the best decision you can ever make if you're not okay. You've got to get it out. I promise you this, when it's in the dark, the enemy will have it over you. When you bring it into the light, already it's going to start. Breakthrough is coming. It's like the dawn coming up. Light is coming. The light of Christ is going to come again. Here we go. Point number six, at the right time to begin to do the things I've said to do if you are okay. If you are okay, then you go back to those first things and you start to work through those. But there's a time for everything. Let's start talking and realize it's okay not to be okay. Chaplaincy Australia has got a great course on mental health. I'd encourage you to speak to them. And there's other people. I think Ben Fagerland is also doing something in regards in his church when it comes to mental health. Can I encourage you, let's not keep this discussion over here. Let's allow it into the spaces where we are, where we live. We're all in this together and we're going to be okay because God is on the throne. We stand together. We are the ACC family. We're not ACC individuals. We're meant to be a family. And it's okay not to be okay. Why don't we stand to our feet? Can we stand to our feet? Is that okay? I'll let you grab that. Praise God. Praise God. I know maybe you weren't expecting this to go this way today. I just had it on my heart. I loved your teaching last night on why there's so much depression and out there in society because their people are disconnected and it's like from their God dream and God purpose. And but let's be honest, as the realities and the burden and the weight of ministry, it comes onto us all and we go into meeting after meeting and scenario after scenario and it can get heavy and we lose our joy and lose our peace and we need God. We need to come through. You know what I think? I loved, you know, when David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He ain't planned to camp there for the rest of his life. He knows he's in it, but there's hope at the other end of it. He finds himself where he finds himself, but he says, I'm not staying here. I will fear no evil, for you're riding your staff, they comfort me. You're going to bring me through. You're going to lead me through. I believe for every man and every woman that's in this place today that is not okay, I believe the Lord would say to you, he's going to bring you through. He's going to bring you through. You're going to walk through this valley. You're going to come out the other side. The sun is going to begin to shine again. The life of Christ is going to begin to come again. You're going to begin to dream again like you've never dreamt before. But you've got to come through. But it begins with a decision by saying, I'm not okay. Now, I don't want people to raise their hand if they're okay just for the sake of raising a hand. That's not the point. The point is this, if you've come to conference and if you were to be really honest as I went through that list, you'd be saying, I'm not okay. I've been struggling with this. I've lost my joy. I'm unhappy. I feel stressed. I feel depressed. I feel like I'm going through the motions, but I feel like I'm by myself and I don't know who to tell and I don't know where to go. If that's you, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand in just a couple, 1 minute's time. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. And then I'm going to have the brothers and sisters that are surrounding you just reach out their hand, maybe put a hand on your shoulder. We're going to pray together and it's going to begin. This isn't the end, it's the beginning. It's not the end, it's the first step. And we're going to walk our way out of the valley of the shadow of death into the glorious life that God's got for each and every one of us. So let me ask you the question, are you okay? Are you okay? If the answer is yes, give praise to God. But if the answer is no, can I encourage you right here, right now, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Just lift it up. God bless you all. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. Just keep lifting them up. Lift them up. Right up. Lift them up. Lift them up. Lift them up. Praise God. All right. This is what we're going to do. You know what I'd love, Dr. Mike? I'm going to ask everyone around these individuals, just right now, put your hand on their shoulder, get ready to pray. I'm going to ask Dr. Mike if he can come and pray. As in, this is an arena that you have got authority in, you've walked through yourself, so is it okay if you pray?
Father, we lift up our brothers and sisters right now. We thank you, Jesus, that you've come to heal the brokenhearted. And we speak, God, your comfort, your healing, your hope, your life, your grace, your strength into their world, God. We declare, God, as Pastor Shane said, that something begins today, hope begins today, a journey of joy begins today, a journey of healing. And we thank you, God, you're with them, you're for them. That this conference, you had an appointment with them, that today you had a scheduled appointment. And we believe that every person, God, acknowledging their need to you in this moment is being touched by your grace, being healed by your spirit, being transformed by your word. And we speak that over them, Father, in Jesus' name. We take authority over the lie of the devil. We bind any spiritual assault against them. And we declare no weapon formed against you will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, your thoughts, your body, your chemistry, your entire life. And we declare that this is a new beginning day, a new life day, a new joy day, a new strength day, a new hope day, a new faith day, that everything's being made new in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you for healing them and touching them and strengthening them, that they are yours. And that you know what they need. And we thank you today. You're pouring into them, heaven. You're pouring into them your love. You're pouring into them your life. You're pouring into them your grace, which is more than enough. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for a divine operation on the souls of those that have acknowledged their need today. Thank you, God, for touching the deepest part of their life, the part that's aching, the part that's unattended, the part that's unhealed, and healing them and touching them. Encountering them today, we thank you, God, for it. Lord, I speak to anyone who's been carrying childhood or adult trauma. We loosen them from the grip of trauma in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that their minds and their bodies are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for total freedom. Lord, for anyone suffering a diagnosed disease, a bipolar, or any other issue, God, we loosen them from that. Like Jesus said, he died to heal our diseases. By his stripes we are healed. And so we declare healing over any mental affliction. We declare that any predisposition by family orientation toward those issues is broken by the blood of Jesus. And like Pastor Shane said, we can have joy because of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for freedom for your sons and daughters right now. We declare whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And God, your freedom is their inheritance. And we declare it over them today in Jesus' name, God. No matter how they came in, they're going out free. They're going out with a burden lifted, God, and a healing flowing into their life. We declare it, God, and we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
Praise God. Come on, let's give God praise, shall we?